Blog Talk Radio.
If I should write a book for you, that brought me fame, brought me fortune, that book would be like my heart, my soul. If I should paint your picture too, paintings that show the loveliness and the brilliance of you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in a hotel in Waterbury, Connecticut, and I was forewarned before I even began the show that there would be possibility of interruptions because of their ability not to be able to have a constant stream of information or the internet having the ability to do what it's supposed to do. So today we are back on the 1 hour structure, and I might have to talk to you for 1 hour if in fact this contraption of internet, as we call it, doesn't operate the way it's supposed to. I had a very difficult time, first of all, of just in this hotel trying to get the internet. And here I am right now not knowing when the music is going to come on and when it's not going to come on. That was Kurt Elling singing Dedicated to You and to open up our show. And I don't know whether the Dedicated to You will reappear or start back again or what it's going to do. But that's the beginning part of Kurt Elling. And I had a show planned, but I don't know whether or not it will actually take place. So, but I will fill in and try to do the best I can by talking to you about all the different things that were supposed to take place, but has not. There it goes. Well, I guess we're going to leave Kurt alone and go on to our next guest. What I wanted to show you about this particular individual singing and his style of singing was sometimes he sings a song like it's supposed to be sung on key, on pitch, but then other times he does not. He has a tendency to go off on his own, on different tangents, and do other kinds of things with his music that makes the song actually unique in a sense, that allows for him to make the song basically his own, and not allowing it to be the way it was written for it to play. We're going to try to move on and see who else we can pull up and see what happens then. I'm going to jump on into Everything Must Change, and this song right here, let's see if it plays.
Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays.
Well, you got a chance at least to hear what she's capable of doing. And once again, we're embarking on a... I don't think the show is going to last that long, because once this continues to get me hooked up into a situation where I get tired of it, then what's going to happen is that I am going to probably just pull the plug and say, later, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully we can do it another time. And that seems like it's going to be the case, because... But I can tell you about what I had planned. What I had planned, actually, or what I think I had planned Aleta Adams and Everything in Life Must Change, or In Time Must Change, which is a song that I had played basically for my nephew's wedding as a opportunity for him to be a part of what I wanted him to hear about wisdom and knowledge about going into the possibility of marriage, which was last week's show. And but as a result, I found it very interesting that his situation didn't occur like I wanted it to. It did play, and I did get some sound from it, and we're going to move on to, and probably this will be interrupted, and as each one of them are interrupted, I'll tell you about what I had planned for each of those, and then say goodbye to you when I get finished, when they're not allowed to play. So here is Joe Hendrix, who was with the old jazz group that was playing a long time ago, and Al Jarreau and Illing with the Metropolitan Opera. Let's see how long this will play.
I got a gal who lives up on the hill. She's trying to quit me, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamonds, she shines just like gold. For that gold. She got eyes like diamonds, and she shines just like gold. Every time she kisses me, she fills my mouth with gold. She's so beautiful, baby, but she's gonna have to die one day. You fine as wine, I want you to be mine one day. All I want is loving before you pass away. Now, hey, now, go far, go to be a jump for joy. Hey, baby, I'm happy as baby boy. My mama gonna buy me a big, big saxophone, and I'm gonna blow my horn to a good, So did it
Remember, it's
Rick
from
Norman.
The cutoff through.
Norman Brown.
Kurt Willing.
And because this is a very special song written by a very special person who we lost, who was an amazing bass player. His name was Raymond Tisdale. I would like to also feature an amazing bass player by the name of Gerald Beasley. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday's Best.
Here we go again. It's really funny. It may not be funny to those of you who are out there listening and want to hear a show. I can't give you something that I don't have. All I can give you is what the computer allows me to give. And I've tried to do what I could do. But for some strange reason, where I'm staying is the stream of electronics is not consistent, and therefore the amount of music that I'm able to use is not that good. But you know what I'm going to do? Because of this constant interruption of me not being able to do the show the way I wanted to do it, and we have not even gone a half an hour yet. And even though I have a 60-minute show, I probably will cancel this part off. And I'm going to do the whole thing all over again because I'm not going to let the devil mess with me, because that's who was messing with me, basically, more than anybody else. That particular piece was written by Raymond Tisdale, who was a fantastic basketball player, but more importantly, an excellent musician. His sound was very different. He played an electronic bass guitar. And he ended up having cancer, painful kind of cancers that you could get. I actually had one of his legs amputated. But and they didn't know that he would be able to make it after that, even though they were going to give him a prosthesis that would allow him to be mobile kind of young, actually. He was in his early 40s. Retired from professional basketball. I think he was around 6'8", 6'9". Strong basketball player. Very defensively oriented. But more importantly, extremely knowledgeable about music. And one of the very few people who has been able to take a song on a bass, fiddle bass, electronic bass, and make a melody that you could clearly hear the actual notes of the song that he wrote. And most bass players are supportive of music. His was supportive, but at the same time, sometimes he played solos. So that was Kurt Waffle, and he actually was with a saxophone on tenor sax. The song was a very religious song, to be perfectly honest with you. So what we're going to try to do is we're just going to move on down the line. And here's Kurt Elling again. Let's see what happens if this comes out. Let's try and see.
It'll probably stop somewhere along that continuum.
Let's see. It's still the same. Even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home, when there's no one there to say goodnight, and no one there you can kiss. And the house is not a home, when the children are far apart. One of us has a broken heart. Now and then I'll call your name and something may appear, but it's just a crazy thing. When it ends, it ends. Don't let them shake us apart. I said, I need to live a home. Turn this house into a home. My life is to have the key. Oh, thank you.
wondering when it was going to go.
That was Kurt Elling, A House Is Not a Home. And in that song, you probably had an opportunity to hear him sing the song unlike anybody else. Now, Luther, of course, Luther Vandross, to me, was the person who sang that song better than anybody else. Dionne Warwick would probably be second. But Kurt Elling, he had his own style, his own way of presenting a song. You couldn't recognize the truthism about that particular song in terms of its melodic structure. He took it to some other place. He took it down the hall, and while everybody else was listening and waiting for the actual sound of what A House Was Not a Home sounded like, he took it to some place where the house was a home and climbing the stairs and everything else was moving to another planet someplace. And it was very hard to recognize the truthism of that particular song. But that's what makes him so different. He actually devours music and tries to make it sound completely different than what other people are trying to do. Now, the reason I'm talking is so much is because this thing is still spinning, and I was hoping that it would actually come back and allow us to hear some more of that particular treatment that Kurt was doing. But because it hasn't, we're going to move on to the next piece that I had planned for us. And actually, this probably would be the next to the last song, and hopefully we can get something out of this one. This song right here, by the way, it was Quincy Jones arranged and wrote this particular song. What was so remarkable about this particular song, one of the greatest singers of all time in jazz is a woman by the name of, it's not Ella Fitzgerald, but I'm talking about Sarah Vaughan. Sarah Vaughan is in this song. She doesn't sing words. She does the humming. This is a Brazilian wedding song, and I'm dedicating this song to my nephew. What part of the song that we can possibly hear? Because somewhere down this continuum, they're going to cut it off and because of the loss of the stream of energy. But where here it is, Quincy Jones is the version along with Tate Six and, of course, the great Sarah Vaughan. Thank you.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? We were able to go through a complete song without an interruption. That was dedicated to my nephew, Sean, the wedding that's going to be taking place tomorrow. And evidently, that's a good sign that the marriage will last. And I'm very happy for the ability, the opportunity for him to be able to find a woman that he can give his life with and to. It's very difficult to find a woman today like that. I don't care who you are or where you are. It's just very, very hard to find a woman that will be loyal, that will be supportive, and will be everything that you want that particular person to be. That Brazilian wedding song really gets to me because I know what it's like to have had a woman that I really cared for deeply. I love a lot of ladies, but I never had a woman who treated me as well as my Jeannie Deanie did. I was very blessed to have a relationship with a woman from her time she was 18 years old to the time she passed on at age 48, that I really thoroughly enjoyed every last minute of her living embers. It was remarkable. And this song
really typifies the feeling that came along with that particular person. Quincy Jones, Sarah Vaughan, Take Six, Sombrero, Brazilian Wedding Song, was the song that played all the way through to its conclusion. And guess what? We are now at the last song that we have because we couldn't get all the other songs in. We got a song that features George Duke, the great George Duke, jazz musician par excellence, one of the greatest musicians of all time who passed away also last year. We lost some great people, Joe Samples, and we lost George Duke. We lost the great singer that we heard earlier, jazz singer, probably one of the greatest jazz singers of all time, and that's Al Jarreau, last year. Well, let's see if this computer will allow us to hear George Duke, who can make a song tender, he could make a song loud, he could make a song have so much feeling. This is a song that we'll talk about. If it stops, we'll talk about this particular song. Here's the great George Duke. Happening. As always, the music was cut off by the loss of the constant stream of energy. So, but that was George Duke, and let me give you sort of a rundown, and especially what you were listening to. And then what we're going to do is we're going to try to go back and see if we can capture any of the other people that I tried to play today, see if the good Lord would allow the sounds that we wanted to hear to be heard. But let me tell you something about George Duke and that whole structure that was taking place. George was known as a...
Well, here it comes back. Yeah, how about that? Let's listen.
Well, it's just toying with us. So let me finish talking, because evidently we're not going to be able to get the full flavor of what it is that's going on. And I'm just dealing with it the best way I can. And I think all of you should give me a hand or applause while I'm trying to refrain from getting so bad that I'm about ready to destroy all the equipment that I have here. In any event, George Duke was a remarkable musician, could write and arrange for not only himself, but Waylon is a saxophone player, and him were like brothers. And they did not only jazz, but they also did blues. And get this, actually started what was called, and what is called today, religious jazz. They wanted to thank God for all of the talents and skills that they possessed. Knowing where their strength came from, they wanted to give back to God a thanks for all of that was given to them. And they did it through their music. And they did this, which I found to be remarkable. George Duke is no longer with us, but his music is. And now what I'm trying to do is I'm going to go back and see if I can pull up any of those songs that were initially a part of what we were trying to do, and let's see what happens. And okay, that was one down. Let's see if we got another one that will give us some music. Okay, let's try George Duke again. We did the best we could, but I'm gonna see if I can pull up a woman by the name of Gabrielle Anders. What a fantastic voice that she has! This completely, you know, I find it so extremely interesting that thing is also telling me that there's no internet along again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we did the best we could with the little bit we were able to do it with. And this has been Getting It Done. And our Getting It Done has been sort of undone in getting. But we tried. We did the best we could with the little bit we had. It just tells you that when you go to stay in a hotel, make sure that you stay in one that has an opportunity to provide you with some things that make it sound better and as a, have a nice dream. But in any event, it wasn't as well as I thought it was going to be. But I guarantee you, I'll at least have a chance to lay my head down and sleep tonight. But what I'm going to do, for those of you who are out there listening, It may not be anybody listening. I don't know. By now, if it had been me on the other side, I probably would have already concluded and cut off this particular listening process and not paid any attention to the rest of this show. Go on and did something else, because it might have been a waste of my time. But for those of you who are still hanging on, hoping something worthwhile occurs, I'm going to do this show again, and I'll do it again on Monday, and I'll do it at home, where I know I have a constant stream of energy, and not in a cheap hotel where I'm staying so I can be here to be a part of what my nephew is calling a lifelong partnership endeavor called marriage. For those of you who are out there, this has been Getting It Done, and I have been your host, Dr. Walter Dean, and hopefully whatever you heard will be better the next time you hear it. Thank you for your time.